According to Westar, operations supervisors Craig Burchett and Jesse Henson were burned when a piece of equipment with high-pressure steam broke Sunday morning. The two were airlifted from Jeffrey Energy Center near Topeka to the University of Kansas Medical Center, where they later died. Westar spokeswoman Gina Penzig says the company is still trying to determine exactly what happened.
We have an internal investigation team that's being led by our safety department, working as well with an external engineering firm and then with plant employees to better understand what caused this incident.
Westar's last on-the-job fatality occurred in 2002, when an employee was burned while working on an underground power delivery system. The plant will remain shut down until Westar officials think it can be operated safely again. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett.